John 5:39 says, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." If we want to learn about Jesus and be accurate about what we learn about Jesus, we must be sure to establish the ground rules. The Bible alone is the only infallible, trustworthy source for information about Jesus. There are references to Jesus in ancient documents, and we will discuss that in a future devotional. But the fact is, we learn very little, if anything at all, about Jesus that is not found in the Bible. And it is simply a fact that only the Bible is a completely accurate account of the life of Jesus Christ. And that statement only bothers those who are ignorant of or choose to reject the conclusive evidence supporting the accuracy of the biblical accounts. We will also discuss this important point in our next devotional. But suffice it for the moment that four complete accounts of the life of Christ that we call the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, give us a wealth of trustworthy information about Jesus Christ. Compare this to what we know about other historical characters. For example, Alexander the Great. The most oft-quoted sources for what we're taught and supposed that we know about Alexander comes from the writings of two men, Arrian and Plutarch. Both of these men lived nearly 500 years after Alexander, and they based their writings on letters and materials that were written at least 200 to 300 years after Alexander was dead. And historians agree that most of those materials were not really biographical or even accurate, and much of the material is either completely made up or altered to suit the purposes of the author, which was usually political and propaganda. Scholars spend their lives debating who Alexander really is. Was he the great or just of Macedon? And debate what we really even can know about him. I recently read about a letter posted to the internet that was supposedly written by Alexander to Aristotle. Some believe Alexander was actually a student of Aristotle, so this letter received international attention. But it turned out that this was a work of historical fiction posted by a website for that purpose. There was nothing dishonest about what they did originally. But then it was co-opted by a nationalist group calling themselves the Republic of Macedon because it served their purposes and their agenda. They posted it as an historic discovery, but it was just fiction. If you want to learn about Jesus, you must start your journey by staying out of the weeds and staying in the clear, accurate, and trustworthy content of the Holy Bible. And if you are English, stick to the King James Version. Many false doctrines about Jesus are created by perverting the Bible, the New World Translation and Jehovah's Witnesses being a prime example. But all the new versions water down his deity and remove references to his blood. Some remove the prophecy of his virgin birth from Isaiah 7:14. Others remove the reference to his deity as God manifest in the flesh from 1 Timothy 3:16. His place in the Trinity is completely deleted from almost all the new versions as they rip out 1 John 5:7 entirely. Many other false doctrines about Jesus originate from outside of the Bible completely, especially in apocryphal books like the so-called Gospel of Thomas, which was a counterfeit gospel written by Gnostic heretics. In the Gospel of Thomas, a young Jesus kills a little boy for bumping into him. He says he's going to turn his mother Mary into a male. And then he teaches that salvation comes by obtaining secret knowledge, hence gnosis for the word knowledge, or what Gnosticism is based on. And all of these things contradict what we're told about Jesus in the four Gospels in our Bible. The wise will seek information about Jesus from the only infallible, accurate source available in English, the King James Bible. If the Bible doesn't tell us something about Jesus, then don't buy it. As Proverbs 23:23 says, "Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding." We should follow the words and the example of Jesus, who, as Luke described in his gospel in Luke 24:27, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And again, as Jesus said in John 5:39, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." The biblical Jesus can only be known by the information we have in the Holy Bible.